All right, so Rams tonight. I've had a sudden burst of confidence.
I just
Ireland.
Said, I said to you during the break, I'm thinking the other way. I don't think the Niners, Michael, can drop to 1-3.
Why not? They're not that good.
Yeah, they are not that good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, their defense is like number 2 in the NFL, but their offense looks disjointed.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that it might be a big night for Debo, though. I think they're going to – Debo normally plays really well against
ate us
the Rams.
Up a couple of times, yeah. I mean, this is going to be a low-scoring game. Whatever the under is, I'd go under, the over-under, right? Because I think it's going to be like 17-14, something along those lines. Didn't they just have a win 11-10? Didn't they beat Denver 11-10?
Or Denver beat them.
Denver beat them 11-10, yeah. Exactly.
But look at that. Everybody on ESPN is picking the Rams.
Nice!
They're doing Monday Night Countdown already, and Marcus Spears, Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, and Laura Rutledge are all picking the Rams. That surprises me.
Why is Dan Orlovsky such an expert and he was so horrible as a player?
Well, I mean,
Michael,
that happens a lot.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Dick Vitale got fired after a year in the NBA.
Yeah, but he was mostly funny, though. Dick Vitale was more comedy.
Orlovsky's not unfunny.
Orlovsky's very entertaining guy. He stiffed us. How many times has Orlovsky?
Well, that was with Lindsay, but a lot.
That whole show has stiffed us. We've given up on that show. Mina,
yeah, that's right.
Laura,
yeah, they're all in
the cool kids club.
Yeah,
Mina only goes on for Sedano.
Yeah,
well, they're friends.
Yeah, they know each other from way back, whatever. So, John, you think you know the starting lineup for the
Lakers.
Here's my
prediction, Michael. Tell me if you agree. I think they're going to start Damian Jones at center.
Yep.
It's either going to be him or Thomas Bryant. Mm-hmm. LeBron and AD at forwards.
We had gotten a limb there.
And then the guards, I know a lot of people think Patrick Beverley's going to start. I don't. I think it's going to be Russell Westbrook and Kendrick Nunn.
Hmm.
Now, nobody has officially told me that, but there's been some reports. Nunn apparently said this morning he was starting to a couple of reporters.
Yeah,
I think that's the – I think they want to see if Kendrick Nunn can play because last year he didn't play in any
didn't
games.
Didn't play at all.
So I think that's what you're seeing.
You think Westbrook will start?
I do. But I wouldn't be adverse. Michael's made the argument many times that if you brought Russ – I mean, there's a lot of great players who have come off the bench. Lamar Odom came off the bench when the Lakers won those back-to-back titles.
Sure.
Kevin McHale came off the bench for the Celtics. Michael came off the bench for the Lakers.
Right, right.
Michael, do you understand this stigma about – I don't think it's insulting at all to ask Russ to come off the bench.
I don't know why guys are so hung up on, I got to start, because it's not like you're the backup quarterback of the Rams when you know you're not going to play unless an injury occurs. In basketball, it doesn't matter. If you are a big-time player, you're going to play – whether you start or not, Andre Iguodala accepted a coming off the bench role, and he was a couple of time All Stars. So I don't know why some guys, maybe Russell Westbrook's one of them, who's so hung up on I gotta be a starter at this stage of their career because you're still gonna play starters minutes.
Okay, Russell Westbrook has wiped his Instagram. 20.7 million followers, 2,049 following.
Really? When today?
Today. Russell Westbrook, all caps. Why not? All caps, why not? Everything else gone.
So all the pictures, all the anything passed.
But he's got like 20 million followers?
Yeah, 20 million followers.
So does that mean he loses his followers?
Although Kobe did this one year.
Did he?
Kobe basically said, I'm doing a cleanse of social media.
Okay.
And started over.
But doesn't Russell need these followers to promote his clothing?
He
brand
still has the followers. He just wiped out everything that's ever been
posted. He wiped
out
all his content. Like there's a record of everything you've ever tweeted. People can go back and read it.
Yeah.
He just wiped his out.
Yeah. Why not? Is what he says.
So
all caps. Why not?
He's cleaned.
That's the name of his foundation.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes more sense.
Yeah. So maybe he's just starting fresh here.
Okay. So there was going to be.
Was that today, Bergman? He did that.
Yes. It's right now. Today. You can actually go to his. Instagram right now.
Height of drama on the first day of the preseason.
Why not? To quote Russ.
Exactly.
Why not start a little drama?
John, I have a question for you with the starting lineup. You've talked about all summer long about if it doesn't start with defense, then we're not going to be able to play.
Correct.
Kendrick Nunn is not known for his defense, and Russell Westbrook has not been great defensively since he got into the league.
Right.
So,
was the Pac-12 defensive player of the year,
sure,
but I don't think has ever been all defense in the NBA.
No. So now,
although he has led the league in steals, Michael, a couple of times.
Steals ain't
so
defense.
Do you think these two guys will be the backcourt starting the season if they're not defensive players?
I think anybody who, Michael, tell me if you agree. I think anybody that gets burned consistently on defense is getting yanked.
That's why they should start Austin Reeves.
Or maybe Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly.
Reeves is a very good defender.
Yep.
Moves his feet very well. I don't know why they won't start him.
What I find interesting is there's...
Who would you sit?
Nunn could come off the bench as a super, like an instant offense guy.
Okay.
Who, Patrick, Nunn?
Yeah, Nunn.
Yeah, Nunn would be a good fifth man.
You're right.
Good By instant the way, offense guy.
Interesting backstory on Kendrick Nunn. Michael probably knows this. I think most people don't. You know, the Warriors had him, had Kendrick Nunn buried on their Santa Cruz roster.
Oh, wow.
And he got hot in the G League and started lighting it up. And the Warriors basically noticed it, and so they benched him because they wanted to – if you're in the G League, any team can come make a claim on you. So they benched him, but the Miami Heat had already seen – him
so
light
they were
it up.
Trying to hide him.
Correct. The Miami Heat had seen him light up the G League.
Yep.
And Pat Riley's smart.
They should have called him up.
So they did.
I'm talking about the Warriors.
Right.
They liked him
much. But remember, the Warriors were in the middle of winning all those titles.
So what? Cut some other guy. Bring him up if you think that.
Wait a minute.
Up.
You can't cut Steph or Clay or Sean.
No, some guy 13th man on the team. If you like none that much.
I'm glad you brought that up because they had two guys. One of them was married to Steph's sister.
Yeah, Damian Lee.
Now, they let him go.
Yeah, he's in Phoenix now.
But he at the time, he was on the team. Yeah. So you can't really.
Little nepotism.
Right. Well, and then didn't they have another? They had another family connection, too. Well, Mikey, your son was.
Was there. Seth Curry was on the G League team. They never bought him up. As good as he could shoot.
And, yeah. And so a lot of it's political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I.
It's like Thanas Giannotakopoulos' brother.
Yeah. The Thanasis, who's on at the end of Milwaukee. Like, Kostas, who played for us, was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So do you remember we were going to have – there was going to be a press conference with Rob Pelinka and Darvin Ham.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
And they mysteriously moved it to Media Day.
Correct. So
now we know why?
Now we know why. So Sam Amick and Jovan Buha report they take you inside the Lakers seriously considering a blockbuster trade on the eve of training camp. So they were still looking at a potential trade at that point, which I'm sure is why they elected to not have that media availability. And the trade that is on the this is from those guys. VP Basketball Operations General Manager Rob Pelinka, owner Jeannie Buss, Senior Basketball Advisor Kurt Rambis seriously considered sending Westbrook and unprotected first-round picks in 27 and 29 to the Pacers for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, sources say. They held a series of meetings in the days leading up to camp to analyze the possible Pacers deal from every angle with the views of Ham, Lakers executives Joey and Jeannie Buss also being strongly considered in the process. The question is, do we put our chips on the table now or save them for a better deal down the line? Would Turner and Hield be championship difference makers long term, or would Turner's looming free agency this summer undermine their big picture plan? In other words, I've been very, very clear about that. I mean, I don't think those picks, as you've often pointed out, John, some 12-year-old kid is ultimately going to be that.
Well, in the case of the 29 pick, that kid's 10 right
now. 10 years
now.
Old, okay? Yeah. But it's one of the things the Lakers have that they can trade. They are assets that can be moved, and you can only spend them once.
Well, you just hit on it, but you said it's one of the things the Lakers trade. It's the only thing the Lakers can trade. So I think that's why they're being, for lack of a better word, judicious.
Right. In other words, the question is, if you were to make that deal, Westbrook to Indiana, Miles Turner coming here along with Buddy Hield, does that make the Lakers a championship team?
I don't know. It depends.
Puts them in the mix.
It
does put them in the mix.
I think any team with LeBron and AD has a puncher's chance.
Right.
The thing that I'm interested in seeing is, does changing the coach make a noticeable difference in Russell Westbrook's play, the way he fits? Michael, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it will, because Darvin Ham will insist on it and make that a point of emphasis that this is the way you need to play for us to be successful. So I think you'll see Russell make some adjustments.
Yeah, I'm actually excited to see that aspect of things tonight. I'm going to pay attention to whether or not Russ plays defense. I mean, he's got to guard De'Aaron Fox, who's a really good player.
He's tough.
And he's super quick off the dribble.
That's if he plays. You never know in these preseason games.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Miles Turner never got traded to the Raptors. He'd have to change his name.
Oh, God.
Why?
To the metric system.
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
Yeah. Kilometers
Turner.
Yeah, kilometers Turner. Yeah.
Thank you.
Walked right into it.
They don't have miles in Canada, folks.
Yeah. So I'm curious about this from you. Actually, you sort of play into this a little bit, Michael. This is a very kind of good question for you. So the Kansas City Star printed a letter to the editor that describes Patrick Mahomes as a great quarterback, but he only cares about how he looks and how he plays, not his team.
What?
Okay, this letter to the editor. So let's put it in the proper perspective. Yeah. LA Times, they write letters to the editor, and you know, Dave Roberts is this, and Darvin Ham is that, and all that kind of stuff. It's just venting, right? It's like talk radio in the paper,
right?
But his wife picked up on this, and she retweeted, quote tweeted, "Y'all extremely ignorant for this. Kansas City doesn't do this to its people. What a joke you guys are." So she's stepping in. The other thing she did last week was, and think about what was going on in the world. She said, "Started with building a house when I was pregnant with Sterling. I am now about to have another child and still working on the house. Life is fun." Somebody tweeted her, "Yeah, you're complaining because your mansion is taking too long to build." Jesus, lady.
That's a good point.
My mansion isn't done on time.
Well,
I don't like family members. I would never want a family member to wade in on my behalf.
You are exactly right. Either.
You are right.
And every time it happens, it doesn't end well for the player.
Yeah. Correct. Who is the biggest case of that? Brenda Warner was like the biggest case of that, right? She like called sports talk radio shows.
Kelly Stafford got too into it last year.
But isn't that Mahomes' fault? Hey, get a control of your wife there, man. Tell her to stay out of this.
Get control of your wife.
Don't
what year is it, Michael?
I was going to say, what are we, 1978?
Come on now. Be a man.
Who are you, the honeymooners?
Alice, straight to the moon.
Why is she punching down at some editor?
Wait, he just... Michael just actually hit on the key point.
You're the best quarterback in the NFL. You're going to let some guy with an opinion talk... Man, come on. Just ignore that. Is that Andy Reid saying that? No? Well, then forget it.
Just my favorite line of the show will officially be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Get control of your
exactly.
wife.
If that was my wife, I'd say, "What are you doing? Don't do that."
Yeah, I'd be mad. Two things. I'd be mad at Lisa if she did that.
There you go. You're trying to take control.
But I would have
zero.
I would have zero chance at taking control.
Oh, come on. If you told her, "I don't do this. This is not professional."
I don't let her tweet.
Come on. There you are.
No,
you are taking control.
Yeah. You don't let her tweet.
No, I'm not a hypocrite.
Do have control of your wife. Let her tweet.
What is wrong with you guys when you tell a man to be a man and you think that's wrong?
No. I don't think you're wrong. But I'm saying I wouldn't like it if my wife, like you say, Mace, got into it, defended me on my behalf, because I think it makes me look weak.
Weak, exactly.
Yes, yes. You need somebody to help
but
you.
But, Michael, there are a lot of strong women out there who you're not going to tell them, stay in the kitchen.
You're Patrick. You're Patrick freaking Mahomes. Your legacy is set.
Get control of your wife.
Exactly.
Well,
tell
he also has like kind of a
that.
He has a loose cannon brother, too.
I think he does. He's got a loose cannon brother. So. All right, I want to throw out a scenario. So my brother's a huge Ohio State fan. Just loves Ohio State.
By the way, I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Okay.
You saw what happened.
You know where
right?
I'm going, right?
Oh, this is been driving me crazy all weekend.
Big foul, I think, on Ryan Day.
Oh, you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
You're an idiot.
I do agree. We'll get into it next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, let's go to Sam Rodriguez from Anaheim. Sam! Congratulations, man. How are you?
I'm doing great now, thanks.
Excellent. So you've already won tickets to see Rams-Panthers in 2 weeks at SoFi Stadium. Now you get your crack at $1 million. What are the two Super Bowl teams and the final score, Sam?
Let's go Rams 31, Bills 27.
31-27, Rams over Bills, Sam Rodriguez of Anaheim. Sam, thank you very much for listening. Congratulations, man. Good luck.
And if that Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
And if that comes true, he can win $1 million?
Yeah.
If he hits the score, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so we're back.
Actually, $300,000 after taxes.
Oh, stop. All right, so
if he's in our tax bracket, but hopefully he won't be.
So,
$1 million.
$1 million. Are a curmudgeon.
$1 million plus puts you in that bracket, Ireland.
All right. So
just by winning the million, exactly. It does, yeah.
Well, let's not think about the taxes. Let's just think about winning
the win. Hey, it's still $300,000 more than you had.
You know, like Tyler Hero signed for $130,000. Over the weekend,
yeah,
that's like signing for $170,000 in California.
Yeah,
to Florida.
Yeah, I know. There's a cost of living in the great state of the greatest state in the country.
All right, so get to this Ohio State story because I think it's a fascinating sports radio conundrum.
Okay, so Ohio State was playing lowly Rutgers. Rutgers is a bad team. I talked to my brother actually before that game. Said, we'll watch it. It's going to be a blowout. And sure enough, it is 49-10
in the fourth quarter.
And you do, if you're Ryan Day, the head coach at Ohio State, the natural thing, you fake punt to try to score more points. To me,
it wasn't a fake punt.
It was a fake punt.
No, it wasn't.
How was it not a fake punt? Okay. Wait a minute. Was it the punter?
The punter saw.
Hang on.
The punter.
Was he a punter?
No,
was he a punter?
True, but he didn't call a fake punt.
This is also true.
Mace, okay, two things. Number one. Forget the score. Was Rutgers trying to block the punt?
They were rushing. They were rushing. I've got the play right here.
Did they quit playing Rutgers?
Yes.
Did they? No.
Well, they were down 49-10.
But they were still trying,
everybody,
right?
Everybody quit playing.
No, they were still trying defense, right? Okay. They were still trying to block the punt. So if you're still trying to block the punt, you know what? If the score is 49-10, the game is over, the ball is hiked, why not just stand there and let him punt it instead of rushing the punt?
Michael, I used to be in your camp.
Oh, please.
Play hard all the time, no matter what, and look up at the score at the end.
Exactly.
Mike Socia, the old Angels manager, used to say, we're just going to play baseball the right way, and you guys can add it up.
Yeah.
Which I thought was smart. But in college football, some of these games are so lopsided.
And this was one of them.
Whose fault is that?
But the game's over. The only thing you're doing is trying to win the game.
Whose fault is that? Part of it is that
Michael,
Rutgers
this is
can't...
a team in York. When you were on that good Minnesota team that had you and McHale and you're blowing out Northwestern.
Did you roll it up on them?
Did you press in the fourth quarter?
No, but are we supposed to stop shooting?
No,
it's the same thing.
No, this would be a fake punt. Would be the equivalent.
Are we supposed
of pressing.
To get a shot clock violation
to
every
go
possession?
Go to a trick play when you're up 49-10.
To Michael's
is incredibly
point,
bad.
To Michael's point, Mace, this is actually what happened. The punter has been coached that if you see nothing but daylight,
go for it.
Take off. Don't punt it. Just take off. So he saw nothing but daylight.
Thank you.
And he took off.
And they were trying to block the punt. Rutgers didn't like to stand there and just say, okay, go ahead and kick. We will try.
If it's 49-10, I just punt it.
You guys are so soft.
Don't
hurt Rutgers. You know what? If Rutgers' feelings were hurt, do something in the first three quarters. Don't get blown out.
How about instead of Ohio State paying for all their players, Rutgers can't pay anybody. Rutgers has no actual fan base.
Whose fault
they
is
can't,
that?
They can't have a $3 million quarterback.
Then don't join the freaking Big
They're
Ten.
They're already in it.
Too late. You ask to get there, now get your tail whooped and taken like a man.
I think it's an unbelievably
what is this,
bad
youth football?
Look. No, it's not
youth
football.
No, okay, Michael, let me ask you this.
Terrible look.
Would it be, okay, when it's 49-10, if it's 2nd and 5, are you throwing deep?
Yeah. You know what? If it's 49-10, your third stringers are in there. Keep playing.
But
you
are
have
you
your
throw-
starters out
no,
there.
My question is, are you calling a post? Are you throwing deep?
Heck yeah. I don't care about your feelings. What is this? Let's go in there and have tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets? It's 49-10.
Whose fault is that?
There are no crumpets and there is no tea.
As a 49 a part of the team, is that my fault or yours?
All right, so Michael, when Mason and I started years and years and years ago, the coach of the Chargers was Bobby Ross.
Yeah.
And we asked Bobby Ross this one time.
He was the Army coach,
and
he
said, I'm going to answer your question this way. He said, I'm paid to win games. There's no need for me to embarrass my opponent.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. I was at game three in Cleveland. And
what year?
Game four.
What year?
2017.
Okay.
Game four in Cleveland. The Warriors up 3-0. I thought it was going to be a sweep. The Cavs, I looked up, the Cavs up by 40.
Right.
In the third quarter. LeBron and Kyrie kept pouring it on. They wouldn't miss a three. Should they have stopped shooting threes up 40? And worried about the Warriors'
feelings? But it's a game of runs. Things do turn. You turn up, out of a 20-point
deficit. Up 40, I would probably stop shooting threes. Stop shooting threes.
Up 40, I would back off.
So for the next 8 minutes, just
no, Michael, you've had had coaches like this where they'll come out and say to you, hey, we're up 40. Five passes.
Oh, please.
Five passes on every offensive possession.
P.S., I'm going to play against you tomorrow. It could be a completely different story.
They were up 35 or 40. LeBron and Kyrie were still in the game, and I didn't care. I wasn't with all poor Warriors and their feelings.
There is a difference between professional, and you would say college athletes are professional. Semi-professional.
They're grown
okay,
men.
But, Mace, I guess the other, to back up Michael's point, when the Dodgers bring in Hanser Alberto to pitch in games, the other team's all trying to hit home runs.
That's right.
No matter what the score is.
Are they looking to just
I'm
get out?
I'm not saying stop playing. I'm saying no trick plays. You're past trick plays.
Yeah, I think a fake punt crosses the line. I think a bomb crosses the line.
A bomb. I mean, I was at that game where Neuheisel called a timeout and then Pete called for a bomb.
Wait a minute. So you want the other team to feel sorry for you.
So, Mike, who is right? No. In the scenario Mason just brought up, who is right? UCLA was getting destroyed.
Hammered, yeah.
By USC. It was like 50-0. I think that was actually the final
game.
It
might have been, yeah.
And at the end of the game, Pete Carroll decided, I'm calling off the dogs. I'm going to run off tackle every time.
Right, with the third stringers?
Right. So he's just handing the ball off to running off tackle. Rick Neuheisel was the coach at UCLA. And with like a minute and a half to go, with USC running the same play every time, Rick Neuheisel called timeout.
Yep.
All right, like to try and get the ball back. Right. And Pete Carroll said, wait a minute.
Screw that.
He called timeout. I'm trying to run the clock out and let him leave with some dignity. Forget it. Next play, Pete Carroll threw deep, touchdown.
Yeah, doesn't bother me. So what?
In that scenario, Neuheisel deserved it.
So Neuheisel was trying to maybe get one more possession to give his guys a chance
to
score.
Well, he got it.
He was down.
He got the ball back.
He did get the ball back.
You guys are so soft. You would never
Wait a minute.
In sports.
All right, so here's the extreme. You're up 15-0 at halftime. You bring in your third stringers in the second half. You okay winning 100-0?
Sure. The third stringers. What are you supposed to tell us?
In that scenario, let me just jump in there. I don't want anybody to play less than they would.
That's right, Ireland.
The third stringers should play hard.
Yes.
You can still play hard, but not throw deep and call fake punts.
I object to the trick play. I'm not saying the third string quarterback should go easy or shouldn't maximize his opportunity, but at the same time, trick plays are out of bounds.
Who cares? If I'm a coach, I'm upset because we're getting beat 49-10, not because some stupid trick play. You're going to be upset with that? How about the score? That's what you're supposed to be upset with. I can't believe this. How you guys got so soft?
It's not a matter of soft. No, Michael, soft.
Do you need to embarrass your opponent if you don't have to?
Listen, if Ryan Day had his first stringers out there at that point, I say, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, if C.J. Stroud was out there, that'd be a different story.
If the third stringers are out there, keep playing. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I have no issue with continuing to play. I have an issue with the trick play.
So not only in your world, keep playing means fake punts, throw deep, doesn't matter. No restrictions on the playbook.
End around.
I wouldn't fake
Statue
punt.
Statue of Liberty.
I wouldn't fake
Fumble
punt.
Ruski.
No, I wouldn't fake punt. But if I see a rush coming at me and I got a chance to escape it, run.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the punt blocked. Or if they just leave a side wide open.
By the way, I looked at the video. They were fairly half-heartedly going after the punter at that point.
Well, that's their fault. Yeah. Everything was Rutgers' fault. Nothing to do with that.
Everything was Rutgers' fault.
Everything.
Ryan Day completely excused.
Come on. Jeez, you guys make it.
Yeah, Mace, I'm with you. I wouldn't have faked punked.
I wouldn't have faked.
He's a grown
Thurman,
man.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm with Michael, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
keep playing. Who cares? Right. Stop him.
Fake punt?
Exactly.
It's not great.
Are you going to have a problem when Lincoln Riley calls a fake punt after we're leading UCLA 50-0?
You aren't going to happen to me. Hey, you aren't beating UCLA 50-0 this year with that defense.
Hey, wait a minute. I noticed South Alabama stayed pretty much stride for stride with UCLA.
I'll take UCLA. How many points are you giving me? 50? You think it's going to be 50-0?
I'm not going to give you 50
exactly.
points. Exactly. What is the line going to be when you say
it's? That's not. Well,
it's in Pasadena. I think it'll be SC by 1 or 2.
Oh, by the way, Ireland, you owe me $1.
Oh, I know. It hasn't happened yet, but I'll pay you.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
All right. So we bet on. I said that when the Phoenix Suns get sold, the Clippers sold for $2.2 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, well, the Suns aren't as big of a market as the Clippers.
It's an NBA team.
Right. I do. I think that the Suns will sell for just a smidge less, $2 billion. And Michael said at least $3 billion. Mm-hmm. So we bet. If it's closer to 3, Michael wins. If it's closer to 2, I win. And Michael sent me an article today that the researchers on who are studying this stuff say they're going for 4.
$4 billion.
Wow.
$4 billion.
Yep. And he bought the
no way to lose money owning a professional sports
so,
franchise.
So, hey, if we got our hands on that franchise, mm-hmm. what's the first move we do?
Oh, that's a great question. I kind of like the team, so
I like Monty Williams.
Yeah, I like Monty Williams.
Like Devin Booker. I like Chris Paul.
You're going to make good with
after. By the way, after we hire Raymond Ritter, that's our first move.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. What's
I would keep the team as it is because they got a good team.
No, they're going to win more games than any team in the league this year. I think.
You think so?
Yeah. Well,
do
you see
they
what
did last year?
Okay. I think there's some red flags up around that team.
Oh, they lost to Adelaide or something in Australia.
Yeah, which is like a lower division Australian team.
And look DeAndre
Ayton and Monty Williams aren't talking to each other. I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors won the division and the Suns didn't.
Warriors could. It depends on how much Steve Kerr wants to play his veterans. I mean, how many load management games they play.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there are going to be some.
$4 billion.
What does Clay say when he says you're not playing tonight? It's load management.
When he was healthy, before his injuries, he hated missing games because he always looked at guys like Jordan and Kobe who never took nights off, so he wanted to be like those guys.
That used to be like
not
that.
Not up to the players
not
these days.
Not up to the players anymore. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you. Interesting. Did you see how DK Metcalf used the injury cart yesterday?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about that coming up next. Then we got Bobcat. Then we got Game of Games. Then we got Rams football for
you. Yeah, we're only here till 3:15 today, people. Listen till the end.
Get us while we last. So I was interested over the weekend, Ireland, Michael. There was a movie that was on Netflix called Blonde. It's about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, apparently it's really bad.
So I read, here's some of the words used in reviews. Reductive, ghoulish, surpassingly boring, ugly, morose, cruel, despicable, unceasingly wallowing and suffering.
You watched it, didn't you?
I did.
I did. Isn't that kind of sum up Marilyn Monroe's life, though?
No. Just to see if it was as bad as everybody
said.
She was
used and abused.
It was every bit as bad as all those. I cannot.
What makes it bad? Why doesn't it work?
Yeah, wasn't it true to life?
No, it's fictional, right?
Well, it's a fictionalized version. It dwells on the awfulness of her life.
Well,
and her life
was
not 100%
Oh, come on.
Awful.
Drugs. She was used
not,
and passed
not
around.
Not 100%
awful. I've heard about her lifestyle.
Yeah. This was not her life.
She was abused.
This was not her life.
She was abused, Max. That's why she killed herself, unfortunately. It was a sad thing.
She OD'd or whatever she did. Yeah.
She had a horrible life.
Yeah.
Kind of like Anna Nicole Smith. The same kind of stuff.
Yeah. This movie, I cannot recommend that you don't watch it more.
It's 2 hours of your life you'll never get back.
No, it's funny. It's the result is oppressive and repetitious and nobody's idea of a good time. That's a good way to describe it.
On that subject.
Yeah.
So there is a movie out. What's the Billy Eichner movie
Bros.
Called? Okay, so I listened to a podcast with Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
And I love Judd Apatow. Love
his
movies. Just
he was on with Chris Wallace
smart.
Last night, too.
Greg, I'd love to get him on here. If anybody ever offers you Judd Apatow, don't pass.
Oh, I can get to Judd Apatow.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should because we should help him with this movie. But apparently the movie is very... Now, he's the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin and King of Staten Island and Trainwreck with LeBron. And, you know, he's done tons and tons of great comedies. And apparently this is another one. This is a really funny movie that it's scoring 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
And it did horrible at the box office. So, Mace, do you think that's more because people are staying away from theaters? We've changed our habits post-pandemic, or do you think, as Billy Eichner suggested, when somebody asked him, why do you think the movie bombed? He said, the straight people didn't show up. What do you think happened? Because apparently the movie's very good.
Did
you see it?
I did not see it. I hear it's really good. I think it's...
What's it about?
Everybody in the world wants to...
It's a romantic comedy, but it's about
it's
gay
dudes.
Guys.
It's about
men.
Gay guys. So everybody in the world wants to see themselves on a screen, wants to see themselves, their story or their representation on screen. It's hard for me to not take this personally.
That it
bombed? People have so completely rejected this very good movie that happens to be about two dudes falling in love. So,
well, in the
it's
other
a bummer.
Well, what might happen, though, is sometimes movies like this, like if you go back and look at when the movie came out versus
right.
how it ended up doing, like I think Anchorman didn't do great when it was released, but then just blew up after
when
that.
It went to cable and all
right.
that stuff.
So maybe
yeah.
maybe that's what bros will do. By the way, the guy that plays opposite Eichner,
yeah,
is a big Hallmark guy. You'll recognize
oh,
him.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, that guy's in like every Hallmark movie. Luke McFarland, I think his name.
So yesterday the Seattle game. By the way, Seattle's considerably better than I thought they were.
Geno Smith is like a
Geno
fantasy football
Smith
god.
Is emerging.
Yeah.
So
and Detroit, the Lions are just always the Lions. They give up 50 yeah. points.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So DK Metcalf left that game on a cart.
What happened to him?
Get hurt.
He had to go to the bathroom.
So he left on a cart?
Yes. Think about
he why. Pulled a Paul Pierce?
He pulled a Paul Pierce.
You mean like some of it came through?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
but couldn't he put a towel around him and just ran it?
Well, that would be more obvious than the cart, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess you're right.
That's the only reason he took the cart.
Wow.
It's like the time I saw, remember there was a Penn State game. Joe Paterno started the game in beige khakis and ended the game in black pants. You know, there's like at halftime he changed pants. So, I mean, it happens all the time. But I thought it was funny that he took the wow. cart off
is,
the field.
Now, wait a minute. Is that a smart use of the cart or an abusive use
that's
of the cart?
That's actually a very good question.
Hmm.
Certainly not a player safety issue.
Right. If nobody needed the cart and it got him there and back quicker.
What if they would have needed the cart while he was in the can?
Well, then you leave the can and bring it back.
Takes a minute to get out there.
I mean, it's not that we're not talking about that much geography to cover there.
Right, right. I heard him talking.
I actually don't have an issue with it.
I don't either. I think the embarrassment of it would be great.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing. So, we haven't talked to you. What do you think of the Tua situation? Two concussions in 4 days.
Well, the first one, I mean, you go to the player, ask him, how do you feel? And you go through the concussion protocol, and he says he feels fine.
Well, they had that independent doctor who got fired this weekend, who was supposed to be unbiased and doing what was in the right interest of the player.
And then what happened to him the second time? You can't fault anyone with that.
Out there for the second
Because
one?
He said he was fine.
A matter of saying it's fine. It's a matter of...
if you pass all the tests... How could you blame someone?
That doctor should have kept him out of the game.
But if you go through all the protocol tests and you pass, what are you supposed to do?
This could, I heard somebody say this morning, I think Travis said, well, what if he never plays again? I mean, I think he will play again, but I think he'll be gone for a
few weeks.
Few weeks.
Yeah.
But I actually thought that there would be hypersensitivity this weekend, and I guess Cameron Brate, the tight end of the Bucs, got a concussion during the game and went right back out there.
Really?
And then, somebody went, wait, didn't that guy just get concussed and yanked him out?
Maybe he didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, they need to improve the system.
Not every hit on the head leads to a concussion, you know.
Well, those two hits on Tua just slammed into the turf.
Yeah, when you see the second one, it didn't look like he hit his head that hard, you know. It's just like you normally see a guy's head hit the turf that way.
Damn,
but,
you
man,
are.
Just hitting the right place.
At the right place, that's right. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, we're going to do some Bobcat. Then we're going to do some Game of Games, and then we're going to hand everything over to Travis Rogers for Rams pregame. Don't forget, you can hear the Rams here on 710 ESPN. You can hear the Lakers' first preseason game on our sister station, AM 1110. And what time does that?
7:30.
6 o'clock
pregame. 6 free Spock and the Jock.
Spock and the Jock.
And,
well, I'm coming on in the third segment now. Amanda kicked me off the first two
really?
Segments.
Really? Why?
She says I'm a distraction to Sliwa.
No, really?
Yeah.
You're kicked off the first two segments?
Yeah, because I talk about everything except basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of what makes it fun.
Exactly.
It's a friggin' preseason
that's what
game.
I said.
Talk about whatever you want.
I would have kicked I would have done the opposite. I would have kicked Sliwa for the first two segments.
Michael randomized everything.
Call it Michael's Corner for 20 minutes and then bring Slee in.
A couple of bad puns and here's Slee.
Man, Amanda's mean. She told me I'm horrible.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough, Mike.
Well, she was our producer. She used to tell us we were horrible like every day for a month.
All right. Coming up next for you is Bobcat Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Kristen and Amanda. Now, you guys talked about this very, very briefly a couple segments ago, but the Phoenix Suns played some team called the Adelaide 36ers last night.
Yeah,
36ers. No idea where Adelaide is or what a 36er
is.
It's
in Australia.
It's in Australia.
Okay.
Where it is.
And they're, by the way, they're a lower division team in Australia that had a losing record last year.
Wow. That's just terrible. But they beat the Suns. Every Suns starter played over 20 minutes.
Wow.
And they still lost. I get it's preseason, but is this concerning to you at all?
Yeah, Suns should be relegated.
They should be relegated. Were they in Australia?
No.
They played
in Phoenix. Oh. It's only the second time in the last 20 years foreign teams have come in to beat an NBA team.
Preseason guys just don't want to get hurt, man. It doesn't matter.
Well, everybody played. Booker played. Chris Paul played. Yeah. Ayton played. They all played
over 20 minutes.
But in the world of is this something or nothing, is...
Definitely nothing.
I'm the only one, Greg, who thinks it's something.
You think it's something?
Oh, come on, Ireland.
Here's why.
Jeez.
I talked to two people who were at Suns Media Day.
Okay.
They said it was the most... It was the weirdest media day ever.
Because of Sarver.
Right. They said nobody wants to be there.
What?
They said it's just this morose over the franchise.
They're gonna sell a
team. Monty Williams and DeAndre Ayton aren't speaking to each other. I'm telling you, they're ripe to be a disappointment this year.
And you think a disappointment meaning what?
Not in the top four in the West.
Not in the top four.
Yeah, I think they'll be a playoff team, but I don't think they're going to have the best record like they did last year.
Okay. So he says something. The 36ers are apparently – is it the 36ers?
36ers.
The 49ers?
Yeah. 36ers.
It's not the 49ers.
No. That's the football. Yeah. Wrong team.
Okay. Bobcat.
All right, so there's a Twitter account by a Dodger fan named McKenna Martin. Every year for the last 4 or 5 years, she has created a bracket for charity of the hottest Dodger on the team. Looks-wise, not hitting, to be clear.
Okay.
This year's charity is Peace Over Violence, and you can participate, donate at her Twitter account of @McKenna_M19.
Is Trace Thompson in there?
Trace Thompson was my pick for you, Michael. I chose Trace in this whole thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, we can do this two ways. I can give you the matchups, and you can tell me your choices, or you can just tell me who you think should be the winner.
Mace, you would probably be better at this than I would. But in terms of handsome,
yeah,
I would put Trace, Bellinger, Mookie's pretty good looking guy.
Freddie.
I wouldn't put Freddie in there.
Freddie's good looking.
Trey Turner. Yeah, what do you think, Mace? Who's the most handsome
people like
guy on the team?
Vargas.
He's a kid.
Yeah, Vargas is a good looking guy. You're right.
I think it's Mookie.
Over Trace?
Yeah.
Man, Trace's pretty handsome.
Trace's a good looking guy.
He sure is.
I mean, make no mistake. And I hate playing who's a good looking guy.
Oh, come on. We all do it.
Why? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Michael does it all the time. He says he wants to be Rick Fox or Ronaldo. Or The Rock.
Or The Rock. Come on.
He's jealous of all those guys.
The God made man, he made those three perfect.
All right. I would say Mookie.
Trace is
top five talent.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I chose Trace.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
You know, that was just for you.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome. He's a good dude.
Okay, go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Oh, no, you have something you want to say?
No.
Okay.
Bobcat.
We're going to move on then.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
I'm about to say something that could get us all in trouble.
Then don't say that. California is enacting a new law. Jaywalking no longer exists.
Good.
Feel free to cross the street at any point you'd
like with
no fear of getting a ticket. Just, you know.
I didn't know
getting
that was,
run over might be a little bit.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
That is still a thing.
I have jaywalked my entire life. I will continue to jaywalk.
I am pro jaywalk. I jaywalk all the time. I even half jaywalked. You know what the half jaywalk is? Where you stop in the middle. You stop in the middle and you wait for the other cars to go and then you go.
Do you know anybody who got a jaywalking ticket?
Yes, I do.
You do?
For real.
I saw it one night in Westwood during the Olympics years ago.
Yeah.
Rarely
does it get
called. How much does it cost?
Like $70.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's done now? Is it
gone.
Official?
I don't know if it's officially done yet, but it is going to be
taken
away.
I'm going to do my first honorary jaywalk this afternoon.
You're
going
to go walk across the street.
Michael and I will walk across the street to crypto.com and ignore all vehicle traffic.
Screw the signs. All right. Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so J.J. Watt went into AFib on Wednesday. That's an irregular heartbeat.
Yeah, this is a weird story.
Yeah, that can lead to blood clots in the heart. Dangerous stuff. He had to have his heart shocked back into rhythm on Thursday. He played on Sunday and played well, and because someone, we don't know who, leaked his personal info, he got in front of it and went to Twitter to explain what happened. Mm-hmm. Especially coming off of Tua's health issues, should J.J. have played yesterday?
Look, to quote Bill Belichick, what do I look like, a doctor?
That's a good point.
I don't know medically what's safe and what isn't, so I'll leave that to the medical experts. I would imagine that if his heart had to be shocked back in, that he had several conversations with doctors, and so I have no issue with it. Do you?
I mean, again, you know, as as a medical professional, I have no idea. Apparently, is this a chronic thing that happens from time to time with him? Did it happen just in this one isolated incident? I don't know. But I trust J.J. Watt knows his body. It seems like a risk to me, but I mean, in the end, it's J.J.'s call, I think.
You got to trust the cardiologist. If the cardiologist said you're fine, you got to go out there and play.
Man, we just trusted Tua's doctor for the concussions and let him go to play.
The guy hit his head on the ground. He hit his head on the ground. That can happen to anybody.
Although your heart stopping may be more dangerous than getting your head thrown into the turf.
But don't you think they looked at all the options when they talked about it? And they said, your heart's fine now, so let him go out
there. Yeah, I mean, I have to believe. I mean, I'm going to say something stupid. We have to trust the team and the doctors and the medical people that are involved.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just said the exact opposite for Tua.
I'm sure he got a second opinion.
For days.
I'm sure he got a second opinion, yeah. So he was fine.
Right. Michael with his... Just
get
rub
out
some
there.
Dirt.
Just rub some dirt on
some
it. Dirt and get back out there, Tua.
The doctor said you're clear, what are you supposed to do? Quit?
Well, can you trust doctors, though? They want you to play. Like, the Arizona doctors want J.J. Watt to play because the team is better.
No.
Well, that's what happened with Tua.
They would not risk his life for a game. Come on, Mace. Doctors have more dignity than that.
Yeah, that one in Miami got fired.
Yeah, probably deserved it.
Yep.
He did deserve it.
Bobcat.
All right. Will Smith, the actor's... I got to make sure because there's multiple Will Smiths.
Yes.
Will Smith, the actor's first movie post-slap is a movie called Emancipation. It is going to be a serious role, and it's receiving a lot of praise from critics. For someone coming off of a scandal of sorts, what do you think is the best style of movie to do for your first one back? A serious one or a comedic one?
I think it's a serious one. I mean, I think if you look at what Will Smith has done since the slap, you know, he went on some sort of vision quest, and he's traveled the world, and he's all heavy and self-respect.
He went on an Eat, Pray, Love tour.
Retrospective.
Yeah, did he hug Chris Rock and make up with him?
No.
No?
Chris Rock don't want that.
Whoa.
No, Chris Rock has made jokes about this. I think it's probably smarter to do something that's a little bit more serious and heavy. I don't know if we want to watch Will Smith, like Men in Black Will Smith right away.
Yeah, I think anything that is good, I mean, it's important for this movie to be good because Will Smith could slide down the mountain. He's already got one foot on the banana peel.
If you were Chris Rock, would you accept his apology face-to-face, Mace, if he wanted to talk to you face-to-face?
Would I accept the apology?
Can I wear a helmet? Can I wear a football helmet?
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
No.
Wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
No, he freaking embarrassed me in front of the entire world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
If he came to you sincerely, says, listen, man, I was an idiot. I made a mistake. Please accept my apology. I was wrong. Still wouldn't matter to you.
No, I would not.
You do hold a grudge.
I do hold a grudge, absolutely.
Yeah, I probably would. Accept it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about grudge holding. This is away from you, Bergman. So my dad, in the last years of his life, my dad would talk about this guy named Stan Lavelle. And Stan and he played golf in like 1976 or something.
Right.
And so Stan didn't want a golf cart, but my dad did. So my dad paid for the golf cart, and then Stan Lavelle rode around in the golf cart, and it made my dad so pissed off that Stan Lavelle did not pitch in on that golf cart.
Did they just stop playing?
That they stopped playing, and my dad, at the age of 74, is still complaining about what Stan Lavelle did in 1977. Wow. That's how my dad's grudges rolled.
That's funny.
Oh. Hi, Bergman.
Why did he should have made Stan walk?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so there's a porn star named Rocco Siffredi.
I know. Yeah.
I'm sure you do. As he has a new show coming out on Netflix about his life called Super Sex. Mm-hmm. But he says it will not be a realistic interpretation of his life. Does this make you want to watch it more or less?
So he's a porn star.
Yep.
Who's doing a show about a porn star.
Correct.
But he's not doing any of the stuff that he normally does as a porn star.
Well, Greg, let's look at this. Take a step back and look for a second. I think the only way I can give you a intelligent, informed answer is for me to watch the show. Where is it on?
I believe it's going to be on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah,
Netflix.
Yeah, I will watch it and give an informed opinion after that.
Good. I'm excited for your review.
They're not going to show anything.
Who knows?
It's Netflix.
Netflix can do whatever they want.
Restricted. Oh, they can?
He shows. Yeah. I'm sure he does. I have no idea who this guy is, but I'm sure he's doing porn, so I'm sure he's on Pornhub and he's all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's going to be, but he's not doing an actual version of himself.
No, it is not going to be what he normally does.
It's not like Boogie Nights.
No, not at all.
Well, then I'm disappointed. If they did a live version
of Boogie Nights, highly underrated.
I'd be all in on it.
Highly underrated. Boogie Nights, great movie.
Bobcat.
All right, I could try and find one more if you'd like.
Okay.
Let's see what we have here. Oh, Shohei Ohtani and the Angels agreed to a one-year, $30 million deal for 2023. He made $5.5 million this year. Any confidence that he lasts on the Angels longer than this one
year? No, when I saw this story, I thought, okay, it's a one-year deal. Now I think it's almost more likely he gets traded. Because if I were the Angels, I would have tried to lock him up long term. 1 year arbitration deal for $30 million means he's pretty tradable, right?
Yeah, I think he's. I think this is actually a sign that he's going to stay there.
How? Why?
Because if I'm the new owner of the Angels,
right,
I am going to go to Shohei Ohtani on day one and say, I will give you $475 million, and we will build this franchise around you. We're building a brand new stadium. We're building a huge shopping complex. We've got condos and stuff all over the place. They're going to build a new stadium.
Where?
I think they're going to keep the existing stadium and build around it.
They're going to completely redo the stadium. The stadium is completely out of date. That's why they're talking to places like Long Beach and all that kind of stuff as a potential destination for an Angel stadium. But if think about what is the first thing Mark Walter did when he took over the Dodgers.
Improved the stadium, but he
signed Matt Kemp.
Yeah, but
long term.
Yeah,
to me, that's what you do if you're the new owner. If you're Steve Ballmer or whoever.
So you think the reason they didn't sign him long term is they're just putting that ball in the new owner's court?
That's what I think. Okay. Yeah,
that stadium's out of date. Why isn't Dodger Stadium out of date?
Because Dodger Stadium has been redone and redone and redone. I don't know if you've been out to the center field section, but they've got restaurants and kids stuff out there. I mean, they've widened the concourses. They've sunk millions and millions of dollars into upgrading Dodger Stadium.
Oh.
Still, what they got to do to Staples or Crypto?
We're saying upgrade them Dodger dogs.
They're updating Crypto, aren't they? I think I read they're doing all kinds of stuff with Crypto.
We have to ask Michael Roth. Yeah. I don't know.
Bobcat.
And what's with the garlic fries lately? They've been cold.
That's unconscionable.
Get Michael Roth on the phone.
At Dodger Stadium.
Oh, at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, Mason's very down on the hot dogs at Dodger Stadium. Terrible. Everybody's complaining about the food there. I think the food at SoFi is really bad.
Yeah.
But Dodger Stadium food has normally, over the years, has been
Dodger
good.
Dodger dog has lost it.
Yeah.
The Rams City Link dog is really good.
It's an Oscar Mayer wiener is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Coming up next, we're going to do Game of Games. That means we've got Pepe Mantilla.
Multiple choice.
And, it's Michael's game. Michael won't be here on Wednesday, so Michael will knock out the game today.
We got that coming up next for you.
Is Taylor going to play?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Taylor's in for Jorge today. Of course he gets to play.
It's got to be better.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and Michael Thompson is here. That means it's Michael Thompson's game, and of course that means we get an extra competitor, Pepe Mantilla, joins
Pepe!
Us. Hey Pepe, how are you, man?
Hey, how you doing?
We are great, man. Are you ready for tonight?
I am ready for tonight. I'm ready for Game of Games. I'm ready for Michael, even though he is ugly.
Jeez, Pepe.
That's awesome.
I love that, Pepe. Bring in the heat.
He always does. L.A., we all live here or near here. We all work in L.A. But what do you natives of L.A. really know about the city we call home? Multiple choice today. per the dictator's orders, Pepe.
Okay.
LA. LA has hosted the Super Bowl how many times? 6, 2, or 8?
Taylor.
2.
Greg.
2.
Mace.
6.
I'm also going 6. Pepe.
6.
It is 2.
Yeah. Really?
Wait a minute.
Twice.
Wait,
what about
Wait
the Rose
a minute.
Bowl?
Wait a minute.
The Rams played at the Rose Bowl.
It's not in L.A. It's Pasadena.
Oh, that, come on. Oh,
that's not
ridiculous.
Right.
That is ridiculous.
That's not right.
Twice at the Coliseum.
Wait a minute. It was last year. It was in
SoFi. It was in
Inglewood. Oh, please.
Oh, Michael.
That's not L.A.
Okay.
Michael.
All right.
That's
Taylor.
Games
are Look, so you've upset weird. Pepe now. That's ridiculous.
It's
All right.
Inglewood.
So Taylor and Greg are on the board.
It's not an L.A. city. All right. The battleship.
That's, hey, you're getting close to complaining.
I know. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, I know.
The battleship floating museum in Long Beach is named what? The USS Missouri, Iowa, or New Jersey?
Bergman.
Missouri.
Mace.
The Iowa.
I will go, I think the Missouri's something else. I'll go Iowa. Pepe.
Iowa.
Taylor.
Iowa.
It is Iowa.
All right, so Mason, Ireland, Pepe. Taylor, you went Iowa, right?
Yep.
Okay. Taylor's in the lead.
Ireland, you love car chases on TV. Well, the first live police car chase on TV in L.A. was televised in what year? 1985, 92, or 90?
Mace.
I'll say 92.
It's me, and I will say 85. Pepe.
85.
Taylor.
92.
Bergman.
I'm going with John, 85.
Mike is 92.
Yeah.
Oh, Mace got it. And did somebody, Pepe, did you guess 92?
I said 92 as well.
Oh, Taylor did. Okay.
No, I said 85.
All right. Taylor's got the lead with 3, Mason 2, and everybody else 1.
Which station showed the first car chase? That first car chase? Channel 7, Channel 13, or Channel 2?
Ooh, this one's me. 7, 13, or 2? I'm going to go 13. Pepe.
I'm going to say 7.
Taylor.
13.
Greg.
13.
Mace.
7.
It is 13.
Ah! Boom. Okay, so who else said 13? Greg, you did, right?
Yes, I did.
Taylor, that's the first one you missed?
No, I said 13.
Okay, so
what is Channel 13 now? Is it
KCOP. No news.
Oh, okay, got it.
Hey, so Taylor's 4 for 4.
Wow.
Everybody else has 2 except Pepe has 1.
Boy. Which industry played the major role in developing Los Angeles? The movie industry, financial, or oil?
Pepe.
The movie industry.
Taylor.
Oil.
Greg.
Oil.
Mace.
Oil.
I'm going oil.
It is oil.
All right, everybody but Pepe got it. Pepe, you're slipping. Oh, Taylor is 5 for 5.
Wow, Taylor, and he's from Iowa.
Yeah.
USS.
There are 184 of these religious centers in L.A., making it among the most in the world in a city. Hmm. Mosques, synagogues, or Buddhist centers? Mosques, synagogues, or Buddhists?
Taylor.
Going to go with Buddhist.
Greg.
I think I've been to about 100 of them. Synagogues.
Mace.
Synagogues.
I'm also going synagogues. Pepe.
Synagogue.
It is Buddhist.
Oh!
Did you get it?
Wow.
You're 6 for 6.
Wow, Taylor.
Taylor is kicking our ass.
It up.
When's Jorge getting back?
Yeah, well, Pepe, he's beating you 6-1. You're like he's like the Adelaide 36ers, and you're like the Suns. all right,
there,
Mike.
There are miles of tunnels under our feet here in L.A. How many miles are there? 15, 20, or 11?
Greg.
15.
Mace.
15.
I'm also going 15. Pepe.
20.
Taylor.
20.
It is 11.
Nobody got it.
Okay.
God damn, you suck.
How many...
Taylor's first miss.
How many pro teams that go by the name Los Angeles has the color blue on their uniform? 8, 7, or 5?
Mace.
7.
I'll go 5. Pepe.
I think it's 5.
Taylor.
5.
Craig.
Yeah, five.
It is five.
All right, everybody but Mason. Pepe's on the board. By the way, Greg, you're like the only, well, I can catch him. We both have four, Greg. Mason has three. Taylor has seven.
Jeez,
all right, we'll
Taylor.
Do four more to give. Well, no, we can go to 315, right?
Yeah, we go to 315.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
L.A. was the first city to measure the speed of what? Sound, radio waves, or light?
Mace.
I'll say radio waves.
I will say sound. Pepe.
Light.
All right, one of each. Taylor.
Light.
Greg.
Sound.
It's light.
Dang.
All right, Taylor got it again. Yeah. Pepe got it. Taylor's running away with this. All right, keep going, Michael.
Between the five major L.A. sports teams, Lakers, Rams, Dodgers, Clippers, and Kings, what is the total number of numbers retired by those five teams combined? 46, 35, or 30?
Me first this time. I'll go 46. Pepe.
I'll say 30.
Taylor.
35.
Greg.
Yeah, 35.
Mace.
46.
35.
Ah, Taylor.
Taylor.
Jeez,
ridiculous.
This is an absolute beatdown.
This building in L.A. blinks out an encrypted message in Morse code. Which building is it? Griffith Park Observatory, the U.S. Bank Tower, or the Capitol Records Building?
Pepe.
The Capitol.
Taylor.
Capitol Records.
Greg.
Capitol Records.
Mace.
I'm pretty sure it is Capitol Records.
Michael, what were the other two? I need to make up one.
The Griffith Park Observatory or the U.S. Bank Tower?
I'll go U.S. Bank Tower.
It is Capitol Records Building.
Everybody got it. Yeah.
I did
everybody,
know that.
Everybody
yeah.
knew that
the
one.
The message the Capitol Records Building sends out says what? Hollywood, hello, or music?
Taylor.
Hello.
Greg.
Hello.
Mace.
Hollywood.
I'll go music. Pepe.
Hollywood.
It is music.
Ah. Boom. All right, we got time for a couple more.
The Santa Monica Pacific Wheel is powered by wind, solar, or natural gas?
Taylor.
Natural gas.
Greg.
Wind.
Mace.
Natural gas.
I'll go wind. Pepe.
Solar.
It is solar.
Oh, way to go, Pepe. All right, last one.
The average driver in L.A. spends how many days in traffic per year? 10, 5, or 7?
A million. Taylor.
Go with 10.
Greg.
Yeah, 10. Well, I got to make up one, so one of the other ones, pick one. I don't care.
7.
7, sure.
All right, Mace.
I'm going 10.
I'll go 7. Pepe.
10.
It is 5.
Oh, nobody got it, but
five.
Taylor, you
yeah.
win
yeah,
going
Taylor.
Away. Taylor got 10. Wow. Greg is the closest one to him with 6.
Wow.
Wow, that Taylor, that was impressive, man. That was an absolute beatdown.
You're better than Jorge.
Amen.
There you go.
Very good, very good, very good, Taylor.
Hey, Pepe, very I've been waiting good. To say except, this for a long time.
Except number one, which is under protest. Because
yeah, number one is under protest.
Yes, it absolutely is.
It shouldn't count.
Why?
Shouldn't count.
Yep. Pasadena's not L.A.
All right, Pepe, I've been waiting to say this for a few months. I'll see you at the game.
Are you going to wave?
That's right.
Are you going
right. to wave? Is he going to wave? Are you going to wear pants? Of course he's going to yeah. wave. All right, Pepe, see ya.
Pepe, thanks, man. So coming up next for you, I am so excited. It is I
What
hate
a day
Niners
in L.A.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Rams, Lakers, it's, all going.
It's crazy. All at once. So we've got all that coming up for you. AM 1110, our sister station, is where you will hear Lakers versus Sacramento preseason right
yeah.
here on 710. It is Rams versus 49ers, Travis yeah! Rogers, Kirk Forrest, and next 710 ESPN.